Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is John Lee of the WYPR reporting staff, who covers a range of things, including recently some stories about the environment. John, the presidential candidates don't want to talk about global warming, but we're going to do it.
We are indeed. And what got me thinking about this story is our beloved Chesapeake Bay, and that sort of took me to climate change and what the candidates have had to say about it. And you couldn't find two candidates who are such polar opposites on an issue. Hillary Clinton believes very much in climate change, and that is a real threat. And Donald Trump has called it a hoax from the Chinese.
Why do you suppose there isn't more attention given to it? And then, of course, there are people like you and me that have really, I guess, not directed the conversation as carefully as we should be to that really important issue.
It's true. I mean, earlier this week, former Governor Martin O'Malley was on Fox News, and one of the things he said is that he can't believe that through three debates and all this, that climate change has hardly come up. Hillary Clinton will mention it almost in passing sometimes, unless she's in a state like Florida, which is really starting to feel the effects of climate change. And because Donald Trump thinks it's a hoax, you know, why should he bring it up? So you're right. It just has not been a big issue.
You've done some research on this, and one of the things you looked at was it Scientific American?
Yeah, Scientific American did something pretty interesting, which it asked the candidates, and not just Clinton and Trump, but the others as well, 20 science-based questions. And then they scored them on a ranking from 0 to 5. And so if you're at all interested, and like I say, it's 20 questions, not just climate change, just go to the Scientific American website and you can see it. On climate change specifically, they gave Clinton a 4 out of 5 and Trump got a 0.
What did they think she was deficient in, do you recall?
I don't remember that, but they liked the fact that not only did she embrace climate change as a real issue, but she did have some specific ideas on how to combat climate change and what they considered doable ideas. Whereas Donald Trump in his answer pretty much said, he actually put climate change, I believe, in quotations as though it's, you know, is it really true?
And every week or so we have a situation like the recent tropical storms that flood places like Charleston. Mm-hmm. These are affected, I think, the scientists say, by the changes in the atmosphere. So you would think that politically people would start to get concerned about it and demand that people speak about it.
Well, here in Maryland, we're starting to see islands disappear in the bay. We're starting to see more flooding along the bay. So we're starting to see the effects of it. I mean, what I think is interesting, Frazier, is that I talk to Maryland Republicans who support Donald Trump, but they don't go as far as he goes when it comes to climate change. They do not believe it's a hoax. They think it's something that needs to be studied. They're just not sure what the science is really in. So it's sort of this interesting split, I think, within the Republican Party.
Well, John, we know that some people have said that we're past the point of no return. So I guess if when we get a new president, maybe there'll be a little more attention to the real issue that's before us.
Well, a new president and the presidents to come.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.